Names. There has apparently, names have skyrocketed because of Breaking Bad. Two particular names have gone up. This is according to the website Baby Center. Never actually looked at their website, but obviously if you're having a baby and you're looking for names, you go to Baby Center and you'll get new names. Breaking Bad, Gatsby and the Game of Thrones have all inspired baby names this year. Two in particular. The site says that the name Skyler, and Skyler is the name of your man's wife in Breaking Bad. Skyler has increased by 70%. Now, I have to say, when I heard her name Skyler, I knew nobody before that called Skyler. And also, the name Jesse has increased by 13%, okay? So, Skyler and Jesse, those names have gone up. So, are you named after somebody famous? My son is called Alex. And an awful lot of people say, is it something to do with the fact that you're a huge fan of Manchester United, who happens to have or had a legendary manager called Alex Ferguson? And I would say, probably yes. And also, surprisingly, he also shares his birth sign with Alexander the Great. But that'd just be too clever. Do you have a famous name? In other words, who are you named after? You know, it's just not to be the complete. You don't have to be called Bob Dylan or George Best or, you know, whatever. Just or Marilyn Monroe. That'd be funny. But just your first name chosen by your parents was directly after maybe a movie star or somebody like that. Give us a call, 1850-715-922. We're just looking at Skyler is a big name now. And just in the last year, Jesse, loads of people have been called Jesse. Actually, on Friday night on the toy show, there was a Destiny. She was named after Destiny's Child. And Rihanna. I'm just wondering, it's not the full name. You don't have to have the full famous name, but your first name. Do you ever ask your parents, you know, why did you call me Adolf? Sorry, I don't want to go into that. You know, why did you call me? Whatever it is. Olivia Colum. I was named after the lovely Olivia Newton-John. Okay. Colum, my husband's name is Daniel O'Connell, the Liberator. Now, does he just happen to have the name Daniel O'Connell, or was he named? So you have to be named after somebody. And sometimes it's just the first name, which is quite funny. Like Emma. Emma says, Colum, my name is Emma. My twin is Louise. We were named after Emmy Lou Harris, okay. Colum, we named our daughter Kaylee, which is a lovely name. We named her Kaylee after the Marillion song, which I loved as a teenager. That's from Mary out in County Kildare. All right. Kaylee, I think it's a great name. My four girls have Irish surnames as first names. Courtney, Sheridan, Brogan and Quinn. I hope they don't marry a guy with the surname Mrs. Brogan. Is Mrs. Sheridan there? Is Quinn coming out? Courtney. Why did you call your daughters after surnames? Quite American that to do, isn't it? Because you hear there's a lot of Quinns and Brogans. Brogan McNamara, how you doing? Warren, how are you?
Well, Colin, how are you getting on?
Dear God in heaven. Are you on the runway in the airport or somewhere?
No, I'm just pulled in here the M1. Just on the M1, yeah.
So, Warren, what's your name?
My name is Warren Kinsella.
And the Warren, what were you named? Who were you named after?
And my mother had a crush on Warren Beatty, so she named me after him.
Ah, I'd say a lot of women at that stage.
So named after Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
I think he did Dick Tracy once, didn't he? Yeah, so he did
Dick Tracy with Madonna was in that movie.
That's right.
Warren Beatty was with, they reckon, was with more women than any other celebrity in Hollywood.
And there was a song written about him as well. You're So Vain, I think, is written about him too.
Was it?
Yes, that's why he claimed to fame, like, you know what I mean?
And Woody Allen always said that if you could come back as anything, he'd like to come back as Warren Beatty's fingers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what he said.
But we won't discuss what he was getting at there.
Clearly, because Warren Beatty shook so many women's hands.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Warren Beatty, I like it. All right, Warren.
Right, just I called you Warren there. Colum, can you play a request, please?
You can play it. Go on.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Can you put The Hole of the Moon, The Water Boys on for my wife Paula, please, if you don't mind?
I'll pass that on to Larry because he's doing the golden hour because I won't have enough time to play that, but it's a great song. All right, Warren.
Right, okay. All right, thanks very much,
See you now. Tara, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. So tell us all the names.
Well, I have five brothers. I'm the only girl, and we all have normal enough names now, bar the last two. My mum insisted on picking all our names. The last two were two surprises, so she said I'd let my dad pick the names for them too.
Okay, so who are they?
We have a Ricky, and he's named after Ricky Lake, who's my dad's absolute idol.
Ricky Lake?
Ricky Lake, yeah.
I love it, okay. Ricky, okay, that's good.
And Ricky. Yeah. And then we have Max, who's the youngest, and he was Max because my dad said, no, that was the maximum amount of kids that we were having, and that was it. So that's why he was called Max.
That's brilliant. I love that. So he's obviously the last, maximum, Max.
Max is the maximum now. It would be bad if we had another one after him, but no, he's the maximum, definitely.
And Ricky was named after a girl.
Ricky was named after a girl, yeah. Well, it's better than he wanted Gino. Gino was the name he wanted at the start, so it's a lot better than that.
Why did he want Gino after the record, was it?
Oh, Gino, Freddie, he had in mind, I don't know, he's a bit eccentric.
Yeah, well, Dexy's Midnight Runners had a great song, Gino, so it might have been for that as well, you know?
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Your dad would have been great if he was allowed to name all he is.
Oh, God, no. I think we're safe enough. The four last two now got the brunt of it, but sure, look.
I love Max and Ricky. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Tara, listen, thanks for the call.
Thanks very much.